look at the bullshit. Hey, I'm going home. This is what I get for trying to link with the baddie I met that spot, the little 10. Hey, that's crazy, man. Hey, listen, I ran out of Miami money. I did. I'm not gonna lie, okay? Miami money is done, okay? You wanna go to a motherfucking steakhouse? Hey! My foot con judge! I know a Haitian spot, a little Haitian restaurant. We can go there. That's what I'm gonna tell you. What you gonna say? Fuck out of here, bro.
I wanted to call this a new trend, but it's not new for real men. If you know, you know. But I do see a lot of men getting fed up with women and their demands when it comes to dating.
So as you guys know, right now, I'm in a financial celibate era. I'm going through my financial celibacy journey, okay? Which means I cannot spend any money on dates. And it seems like some men are also going through their own financial celibacy era. My friend Mike called me last night and said, Don P, I had a young lady call me, and we used to go out, but it seemed like every time we would get to the point of being intimate, it would be that time of the month. And she called me last night saying, oh, I miss how we used to go out and we go to a nice dinner. Why don't you make us reservations tonight? I'll wear a beautiful dress, do my makeup and my hair for you. We can go somewhere like Ocean 48 or Javier's or Mastro's and just have a great dinner and spend some time together. And he said, listen, baby, I would love to. That sounds amazing. But unfortunately, right now I'm currently celibate. And she was like, oh, no, I didn't want to have intercourse with you. He was like, no, you misunderstand me. My money is celibate. My wallet is celibate. My credit cards are celibate. My debit cards are celibate. Even the cash in my safe is currently celibate. She said, what the hell are you talking about, Mike? He was like, that means I can spend no money on a date. She's saying, what are you trying to say? You broke? He says, no, I'm not broke at all. It's quite the opposite. I've been doing well over the last 3 months. I just have no money available to spend on dates and women like you. So good luck to all of the men in their financial celibacy era who are on their financial celibacy journey.
Just like women love to tell men they're on some type of spiritual journey, they're on some celibacy journey. Now men can say that we're in our financial celibacy era. We don't spend money on dates. The first date, a woman need to take us out on that date to show that she's truly interested in us. And I love it. And this is definitely something that I'm going to incorporate into my life and tell all my homeboys to incorporate it in theirs. We are financially celibate. It's that simple.
I'm trying to get my life together. Leave these hoes alone. Man, I be stacking cheese like provolone. Man, then she think, cause it's 30, she get more than old. Man, then she think, she the money though.
See, here we go with more sign language. Shame, insults, guilt, the incessant need to be right. This young lady said, why go through all the vocabulary additions? Because I called it my financial celibacy journey. Just say you're saving money at this time. Sounds good, though. Financial celibacy. I'm not saving money, actually. I'm balling out of control. I'm going to go back to Colombia. We're going to ball out. I'm not saving any money. I am financially celibate when it comes to spending money on dates. See, that's a distinction. See, what she's trying to do there is create shame and guilt to try to say that I'm broke. I'm far from it. I'm going to go to Colombia. And we're going to have a great time there. We're going to get a lot of great things done. That's not the issue. The issue is when it comes to women being able to clap the cheeks of my finances, my bank account and legs are closed. I am in my financial celibacy journey. And that applies specifically to spending money on women and dates. If a woman wants to date Don P, if she wants to go out with Don P, she needs to understand that I am in my financial celibacy journey and I am not broke. So I want her to know in her heart, this man's got money to spend, but he refuses to spend it on me because he is on his financial celibacy journey and I must respect that. I want my respect for what I am doing and we are not changing the name, lady. No.
Even though a lot of men have caused this problem by simping for women, I do like the fact that I see a lot of men waking up and starting to hold the line. I think this is a genius concept because it's a great way to weed out the women that really don't like you like that and really are not good for you, period. It really is a great measuring stick to see if, you know, that woman is really trying to build something with you or she's just trying to take advantage of you.
Dating a broke person is a topic that's trending right now. And let me tell you something. I don't mind dating a woman who's broke. I'll pay. I'll provide. I do mind dating a woman that's broke, who's making demands about how I should spend my money. We're not going to have that. If Kanye is a billionaire and he can take his wife to eat at Cheesecake Factory we don't have to go to Ruth Chris on a Tuesday. You can go to Cheesecake Factory. It's plenty of options. And you broke. You ain't got no money. So why are you upset about where I am taking you and providing you? See, here's the thing about provision. If you're talking about provision, and if you're a woman and provision is something that you want, you got to live underneath what the man can provide. So if you say, oh, I want a man who provides and protects me. Okay, two things. This is what I can provide, and protection comes with boundaries. I don't want you to be hurt, so let's not go over to the crazy places, okay? If you don't want that, stop saying that I want provision and protection. You got to live underneath what a person can provide for you.
And it's even a shame that men even got to go through all these extreme measures just to even meet a woman. And, you know, y'all, you two come together and build. But unfortunately, this is what a lot of women has made it, because men should show more discipline and respect just for themselves. There are a lot of women out here with evil intentions, just like this lady right here.
Left my husband. He knew right. What it was up front.
Right.
He ended up going broke. I have expectations. When you don't meet my expectations, I move the hell on.
You left your husband because he went through a little financial struggle.
Indeed.
At any point in time, did you feel that love should have kept you there?
I feel like he didn't love me, because if he did, he wouldn't have went through a financial struggle. A man that loves a woman don't go through hard times.
I don't think
so. He came home and he was like, you know, babe, I lost my job. I'm like, all right, cool. So a month later, like the bills, it was time for the bills or whatever, you know, and I'm like, you know, the bills due, babe, or whatever. And he was like, okay, you know, I'm not working. And I'm just in a month, like it's all kind of hustles. You could have been doing something or whatever. So I told him, I said, look, if I pay these bills, are you going to pay me the money back? This man had the nerve to tell me, why should I pay my wife back for paying our bills? I told this man from day one, my money is my money and his money is our money. Why should I spend my money paying the bills? Like, no, he should have paid me back. So that's when I decided, like, I can't be with this man no more. So I had sex with his homeboy. Like, we all cool. I texted his homeboy or whatever. You know, we went together. I met up with him. And we was chilling, we was drinking or whatever, and I started venting, you know, like I started getting emotional. One thing led to the next. I did not purposely mean to do what I did with this friend, but things happen, like, y'all understand what I'm going through. So, you know, his friend ended up giving me some money or whatever, and he was like, you know, babe, look, don't worry about it, handle whatever you gotta handle. Like, his friend was every single thing I desire in a man. Like, everything I desire in a man. And, you know, ain't nobody trying to hear my side. Ain't nobody trying to hear.
A woman filed for divorce because her boyfriend went broke. She claimed she didn't agree for him to go broke at some point in their lives. She goes on to write this message right here. Today makes 2 years since my husband proposed to me. Married in June. When I said yes to a protector and a provider. I did not agree to marry a man that would end up broke at some point in our lives. I'm an extremely beautiful woman, and I deserve a man that knows his job is to take care of me and my children. I did what I did because promises were made to me that were broken. I don't care what anyone think about me. I'm the best thing that happened to that man, and I will be even better to my next man. With that being said, I filed for divorce. Hey, man, how do y'all feel about this? And women, do y'all feel that this is right? I feel like this lady just snapped, bro.
And the sad part about this woman is going around telling everybody about this story like she's so proud of it. She's so proud of the fact that she exposed herself to the fact that she left her husband when he lost all the money. When, you know, a wife is supposed to be there like a team member. When the team is down, we're all down. When the team is up, we're all up. But unfortunately, this is the type of ungratefulness that men see on a daily basis on social media and television. And we still got a lot of women wondering why men are so jaded, and, you know, they call us red pilled and all this mess. But men are seeing no point and purpose into marrying modern women today. Like, let's just keep it real. What man would volunteer for these kind of marriages when, you know, they see stuff like this? This is what men need to be doing. I feel like for far long now, men have totally ignored and neglected taking care of themselves, looking out for themselves. It's like as men, we got to take care of everybody. You know, our kids, if we have any, our family members, our, you know, everybody. And we even put ourselves on the back burner last. Guys, we have men dying every day in this world. And life is short. Design your own life and live your life on your own terms. But anyways, that's all I got in this video. You guys be sure to drop a comment down below. Let me know what you think about what the man Don P had to say about financial celibacy. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, like the video. Thanks for watching. I will see you in the next one.